Sechta Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. Now Mishnah and Daf Yud Dalam and Beis, Torah Hadin, Legabi and Nida, and the Mishnah stated of Ezi Mitzvah Seh Shabanida, Shechayam and La, and where do we find a Mitzvah Seh, Legabi and Nida, that a Bezdin Paskin incorrectly, and Rav of Klal Yisrael did an Issa, that Bezdin would be chayav to bring a Parhelm Dovah Shel Tzibar, that is in a case of a Mishamishim Atayra, or Umr Loi Nitmesi, Upirish Biyad, Chayiv, and Pleshi Yasayasai, Hanola Kabiyasai, and if a man is having beer with a woman who is Tar, and she tells him that I became Tame and I just became a Nida, based on the Psak of Bezdin, he doesn't wait until he is Pirish, and he is Pirish Pe'eve Chai, then Bezdin will be Chai to bring a Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibar, and as Rashi and our Mishnah stated, Upirish Miyad Bekoshe Eve Chayiv, El Yamid Bloy Disha at Shiyomas Eva, Viafresh Bloy Koshi, Vizel Asay, and this is based on Asay. Our Gemara begins, Itma, we learned, Abaya Om Meshmed Rav Chia Barav, that Abaya teaches us in the name of Rav Chia Barav, Chayiv Shtayim, that there is a case where a man that is being boiled a woman and she becomes a nida, that he could be chayiv to kabanais for this isser. Similarly, v'chinam Rava Amrav Shmuel Bashva Amrav Huna chayiv shtayim chodach lisa v'chodach prisha. Rava also stated in the name of Shmuel Bashva and the name of Rav Huna that there is a case where one could be chayiv to kabanais, one based on knisa and one based on prisha. In order to understand the next Gemara, let us point out that certainly we know that a person will not be chayiv to bring a karban chatas unless they wear a shaygig, but if someone did an isser be or they were over on Issa Ba'inis, then they wouldn't be chayiv to bring a carbon. And also keep in mind that certainly there are cases where someone could be chayiv only one carbon, or others may not be chayiv to bring a carbon at all. However, both Abaye and Rava teach us there is a possibility that someone that is having beer with another person can be chayiv to bring two carbonos based on being over the Issa or being Baal Nida. The Gemara continues, Havibay Rava B'mai, and Rava was bothered that what case would there be where someone would be chayiv to bring two carbonos. And Rav explains, as Elim was some chlovesta, as if you will say that Reuben had beer with Rachel when she was tar, but it was close to the time that she generally would get a period. And as we will see in Daf Yud Ches, there certainly is a time that a man is also to have a relationship with his wife that's some chlovesta. And in Rashi, that since it's some chlovesta, she'ino onos al kisasai, therefore, if while they're having beer, she is piercing nida, so it's not considered that he was onus when he started having beer with her. And the Havali Lasuki Adaita, Shematira Bishas Tashmish, as certainly he should have contemplated that there's a potential that she'll be piercing Nida while they're in the middle of Tashmish, but certainly we can't consider him amazing either. However, Rava says that in this case, he won't be chayiv to bring two kabanos as uvaman, as what type of person are we referring to? As if we're talking about a talmud chacham, so it makes sense that he'll be chayiv to bring a carbon based on the fact that he had beer with her at a time that was samach levesta, as certainly that wouldn't be considered inis, and he would be considered the shaygeg, and you can't say they would be considered amazed as kasavi holding level, as certainly you could say that I thought I could have beer with her prior to her becoming a nida. As Rashi states, v'lifrish kaim shatira, and I would be finished my beer and be able to be perish prior to her being piercing nida. Ela prisha my lechayev mezidu. But in this case, the talmud chacham would not be chayev to bring a second carbon. Certainly, the talmud chacham knows that lacha that mishamishim atayra va'amr loydit mesi tzarich lehamtin atchiyamis ha'ever. Since he didn't wait, so certainly he wasn't a shoygeg and he won't be chayiv to bring a carbon, and certainly he was amazed. And Ayin Taisis was bothered that l'chayr in the case of the Talmud Chacham he should not even be chayiv to bring one carbon, as we should say that he's not shav miyidiyasai, and as we see he continued doing the bia even after he knew that she became a nida. And as Taisis at the bottom of the states, even Talmud Chacham chadu d'mchayiv afal pishu mezel al prisha yikol mokim ala knisa chashvin le shav miyidiyasai de'im bo yetze al b'shei. And as the Taisis Rosh states, v'yish loymad lechashiv and continue on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and Rava explains v'iba amaretz, and the one that was having beer with this woman was an amaretz. So idi v'idi achol shnei zesi chelev behelam echadu. Then although it may be true that he's considered a shaygeg both b'negei knisa as well as b'negei prisha, as b'negei knisa is considered a shaygeg as he didn't know that's also for someone to have beer with their wife some chelvestan. He's also considered a shaygeg b'negei prisha, as he didn't know that it's halacha that if someone's having beer with their wife and she says that she was piercing nida, that he has to wait until it was yomus ha'ever. However, even so, he'd only be chayiv to bring one carbon, just like we know that if someone eats two kezesim of chilev behelam echad, that they'd only be chayiv to bring one carbon. In our case as well, the issa for knisa as well as prisha is because he was baal nida, and since both isurim were done behelam echad, so he'd only be chayiv one carbon. Therefore, we still don't have a case where someone would be chayiv two kabanos. A scenario scenario where he's having beer with a woman and he's perish bin anido bekishui, and Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Ochel Shnei Zesi Chelev Behalim Echadu, Shlei Noidle Bin Zel Zeh, Bein Chayev Al Achas, Avzel, Lei Noidle Bin Knis Lepusha Shechota, Shech Sha'am Loid at Mesi, Eni Yodea Shnei Chayev Al Knisa, As Kasova Onasani Yaleha, Shwe Lo Yilamad Shem Zorin Yisrael, Lifish Min Shaseim, Samach Lubastan, however Rashi explains, Vein Zeh Oynis El Shegeg, but this is not considered Oynis, and it's considered Shegeg, Lemaisa Kim Lei Lamad Nimsa Shlei Yodah Bin Knis Lepusha Shechota, Vahavalei Baal Nida Shtei Be'ilois Behelam Echad, and Rav now continues, Ve'elo B'she'in Samach Lubastan, and if you will see that the case will be Chayev to Kabonais is talking about a scenario where a man had beer with a woman that was not close to a period, that was not Samach Lubastan, so this also wouldn't work out as of a man, as what type of person was having beer, as Ilim Tam Chacham, as if he was a Tam Chacham, V'loi Chodo Loi M'chayev, as he wouldn't be Chayev even one carbon, as a Knisa Onus, since she wasn't Samach Lubastan, so certainly there was no reason why he couldn't have beer with her, therefore he wouldn't be Chayev to bring a carbon based on Knisa, as he's considered a pure Oynis, V'aprisha Mezid, and regarding the Prisha, since he's a Tam Chacham and he knows the Halacha, he shouldn't have been perished Be'ev Chay, then he's considered amazed, once again, he would not be chayiv to bring a carbon, vi'iba amaretz, and if we're talking about an amaretz, then certainly regarding knisa, he's considered oynis, therefore, chadud m'chayiv aprisha, and amaretz would only be chayiv to bring one carbon, based on the fact that he didn't know the halacha, that he had to be perished be'iva meis, and as Rashi states, that he was o'im emuta, therefore, he would only be chayiv to bring one carbon, and not two kabonais. The Gemara now continues, hadam rava, and then rava explained, lo'ilim b'samach levesto v'tam chacham, that really the case where someone would be chayiv to kabanais is talking about a scenario where someone was born a woman that was samach levesta, and this person was a tam chacham. However, tam chacham lezu ve'in tam chacham lezu, and although he knew the halacha, he's not allowed to have beer with a woman samach levesta, but he did not know the halacha. And if a woman said that she was piercing ida, then he can't be perish miyad, and he has to wait until he has an eva meis, and he can't be perish be eva chay. Therefore, he's considered shegeg legabi both dinim, and he will be chayiv to bring to Kabanais, and Ayin Rashi deal maskal with Talmud Chacham Azu, claiming Yedei she saw Muzar and Lifrish Min Shaseim Samach Levestan Kida Amal Kamon, and as we will see in Al Mebeis, Mi Vizatim is Bnei Yisrael Mi Tumasam, Ve'in Yedei she Mesham Shem Atayir Va'amid Din Pesi Tzarech Lifrish Be'eva Meis, Nehavale Shoy Gal Shtein Aknisa De Chasava Yichol Nin Lival Va'aprisha Imen Muta, and as we previously explained, and Rashi is now bothered, and at the top of the Amid we previously stated that in a case where someone will be over on two Yisrim Nida, then it will be similar to the case of Achol Shnei Zesi Chelu Behelam Echad, and you'd only be chayiv to bring one carbon. Rashi explains, Shnei Zesi Chelu Behelam Echad Loi Havia Shari Tam Chacham Hu Lezu Shloi Hoi Loi Livol Samach Levesta, and he knew that Halacha that he's not allowed to have Bia Samach Levesta Me'in Zeh Oynis El Shegeg As Kesavi Yechol Ni Livol Koydam V'chi Amr Lein Et Mesi Yadah Shechata Knisa, and immediately when she told him that I was piercing Ida, then certainly he realized that he didn't have Vera, as Lemaisi wasn't able to finish his Bia prior to her being piercing Ida, the Havila Yudia Ben Knis LePrisha, and therefore will also be Chayev a new carbon Chatas based on the Prisha. The Gemara now continues, Amar Rava, that Rava also teaches us, V'tavayu Taninu, both of these Chiyuvim are taught to us in the Mishnah, as Knisa Tnina and Prisha Tnina, that both the din that someone will be Chayev if they have beer with a woman, Samach Levesta, and similar to Chiyev for a man that's perished Be'eva Chay, after a woman told him that she was piercing Ida, both taught us in the Mishnah, Prisha Tnina, as the din of Prisha is learnt in our Mishnah, Diktani, as our Mishnah taught us, Hayimishamishim Atayr, Va'amulayit et Besi, who perish miyad chayiv. Therefore, we see that Sona is perish, Be'eva Chay, is going to be chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. And similarly, Knisa Tnina, and the din that Sona will be chayiv a chatas, if he has beer with a woman, that Samach Levesta, is also taught us in the Mishnah Mesechtes Nida. The Mishnah is discussing a case where after a man and woman had beer, the man and woman wiped themselves with some sort of cloth in order to see if there was any dam, and in order to see if they were tamei or not. And the Mishnah tells us, Nimsa al shaloi tmein v'chayavim v'karbin, that if they find blood on his cloth, then unless we know that she had some sort of a wound or a cut, therefore the dam may have been from that cut, and certainly this dam was dam nida, and therefore the woman is tamei as she's a nida, and the man will be tamei as he was bala nida. We know that if someone's bala nida, they are tamei for 7 days, and in addition, both of them will be chayav to bring a carbon chatas, as they had beer while she was a nida b'shoigeg. And Rav explains, my lab b'samach levesta v'aknisa, that what is the reason that they'd be chayav a carbon? It must be because they had beer samach levesta, therefore they are considered shoigim and not a nusim, and they're chayav to bring bring a korban, ayin Rashi diba masal tmeim that the vade rosa dam koydim biila oy b'shas bilas tashmish. As certainly she saw dam either prior to tashmish or during tashmish, and therefore certainly she's a nida, and certainly he's a boil nida. Ayin Rashi mesecht nida who states nimtzal shaloi vafil achaz man sheshol acha bilas man or koydim kinuach biyadua shoyu dam b'shas tashmish. Ayin Rashi mesecht esquises who states derek penes so misham moshes b'shnei edim jar shnei sadinim lekaneach echad loy ve'echad lo nimtzal shaloi vade b'shas tashmish haya ubeil nida b'shoyu haya v'chayav v'shnei chatois. The Gemara continues omli Rav Adah bar Masel Rava. Rav Adah bar Masel says to Rava that you can't bring a raya that the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida is discussing a case of Knisa as potentially Benegei Knisa. They would be considered Ines as it's talking about a scenario where he had beer with her at a time that was Shaloi Samach Levesta, and as we saw previously, that would be considered a case of an Ines, as certainly he shouldn't have thought that she would become a Nida. As Rabbeinu Chananel explains, that in a case where Shaloi B'Samach Levesta, then Knisa is considered an Ines, the Kai Malon, the Chol Ones Patu, the Mai Havale Lemeved, the Chiloi Yishamish Bitasi Lo'ilam, Hilkach Patu. Rabbi Adam Bar Masna teaches us, Lo'ilam Emelecha B'Shaloi Samach Levesta. Really, we could say that the Mishnah Mesechus Nida is talking about a case where he had beer with her, Shaloi Samach Levesta, therefore he would not be chayiv to bring a carbon for Knisa. And the reason why the Mishnah states that he's chayiv to bring a carbon is that Prisha is based on the fact that he was perished by Eva Chai, and he didn't wait until it was an Eva Mace. As Rashi states, Vaprisha Udom Chayiv Le, Kagoin Sha'omloid Nitmesi, Upirish Bekoshi. Rashi points out, Lchamon Parach Honimsek Tani, that later on the Gemara will ask that the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida states that the reason why he's chayiv a carbon is because they found dam on the mapa, mashmo that the chayiv is for Knisa and not for Prisha. And L'chayir, the Gemara also could have asked, the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida states v'chayavim b'karbin, that both the man and woman would be chayiv a carbon. And L'chayir, if we're talking about Prisha, then the man should be chayiv a carbon, but certainly the woman should not be chayiv a carbon, as she was not involved in the Maisa Prisha. And Tesis who points out v'huadin davi motzal meimo b'samach levesta v'aprisha, that really Rav Adba Master could have stated to Rava that who says that there's a raya that there's an issa to be baal ishtoi samach levesta, as maybe we're talking about a case where it's samach levesta. There is no issa to be baal ishtoi samach levesta, and therefore it's also considered oinis. The only reason why the Mishnah stated that he's chayiv to bring a carbon is based on prisha, but not based on krisa ayin sham. The Gemara continues v'chitema prisha lomli hatanale, and if you're going to tell me that why would the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida have to teach us a din that a man is chayiv to bring a carbon based on prisha? We already have our Mishnah that teaches us that same exact din. However, the Gemara explains that certainly we had to bring that Mishnah Mesechtas Nida as a itzuch lashminon. The Mishnah had to teach us the next case of the Mishnah of nimtza shelo la'achazman tmei misafik uptur min akarbin, that if they found dam on her cloth and they didn't check the cloth until a bit later, they didn't check the cloth immediately after tashmish, then certainly they would both be tmei misafik, as potentially she was a nida at the time that they had bia. However, they would be potur min akarbin, as certainly we're not sure if they had bia while she was a nida, and therefore you keep your mechayiv them a karbin ala safik. And actually, the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida mechali between a scenario where they checked her mapa immediately after tashmish, or a case where they only checked the cloth at a later point after they had tashmish. And as Rashi brings in our Gemara, shemchalk sham bin konchamiyad the konchal achasha shabekonchamiyad tani tmeim v'chayav mekarbin v'la'achazman the iklamemal achatashmish rasa tani pturim na carbon. Therefore, our Gemara explains v'ayid the boy mista nimtzal shalah. And since the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida in any case had to teach us the din and the chiluk as to when they checked her cloth, therefore, although there's no chiddush in the case of nimtzal shalai, we already taught that chiddush in our Mishnah that if someone is perished be'eve chai, then the chai have to bring a carbon. But even so, agav the other cases, therefore, tananami nimtzal shalai. So the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida also speaks about the case of nimtzal shalai. Rav Agamur continues, omli ravina rav ada, and ravina said to rav ada, mi masis lo'ukma lahi b'shalai samach levesta v'aprisha, that how can you say that the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida is teaching us a chiddush regarding a man that had beer with a woman and was shalai samach levesta, and the reason why it'd be chayav a carbon is only for prisha for nimtzik tani, but the Mishnah specifies that it was nimtzal shaloi. The only reason why it was chayav a carbon was because they checked his mapa v'nimtza lebasachim mashma, and the lashon of v'nimtza is mashma that they only found this after the fact, but during bia she never told him I was piercing nida. As Ravina continues, v'iyaprisha meikar ki parishle havalei idea. If the Mishnah is discussing a chiyuv for Prisha, then certainly even at the time of Prisha, he already was aware that she was a nida, and that is why he'll be chayav a carbon, and therefore it doesn't make sense to explain that the Mishnah is talking about Prisha, and it must be that the Mishnah is talking about Knisa. If there is no Issa to be Baal Ishta Yisamach Levesta, then certainly he would not be chayav a carbon, and therefore it must be that the reason why the Mishnah tells us that he's chayav a carbon is because it was Samach Levesta, and since it's also to be Baal Ishta Yisamach Levesta, so they are not considered Inis, and they are both chayav to bring a carbon. Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, and Rava said to Rav Adda, Tzayis might come a Rabcha, you should listen to words of your Rebbe Ravina, therefore you should be Moida, that we do have a Raya from the Mishnah of Masechet Nida, that it's also for a man to have beer and Mishta Yisamach Levesta. Rava, the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Adda responded to Rava, Heichi Matzis, how could I listen to Ravina, and how could I say that the Mishnah of Masechet Nida is referring to an Issa B'negei Knisa, and the Tanya Allah, as we have a Braisa regarding that Mishnah Masechet Nida that states, Zui Mitzah Seh Shebenida Shechayav Nala, that there's a Mitzah Seh of Nida that you chayav a carbon for, V'hem Issa Mitzah Slesa Sehi, if you will explain that the Mishnah of Nida is being Mechayav someone Akrisa based on having beer with their wife, Samach Levesta, so then the Mishnah should not say that you chayav a carbon based on being Oiva on the Mitzah Seh to be perished by Eva Meis, as the Maisa, the reason why you chayav to bring a carbon is because you Oiva on the Lesa Seh, because you Baal Nida B'Shoigeg. The Gemara continues, Amalei, that Rav responds to Rav Adda, that I'm so certain that the Mishnah of Masechet Nida is referring to a scenario where it was Samach Levesta and it was regarding Knisa, since the dam was Nimsal Shaloi, since it's considered a Shegeg, therefore both of them are chayav to bring a carbon, therefore Itanisa, if there is a Braisa that says something similar to what you stated and it's actually considered a valid Braisa, so Chasa for Tanihachi, then we have to learn the Braisa as if it's a Chasur Mechsar of a Hachiktadi. The Braisa explains regarding the case of the Mishnah of Masechet Nida, where it was Samach Levesta and Akrisa and Nimsal Shaloi Tmein V'chayavim B'Karbin and Zui Mitzis Leisese Shebenida Shechayav Leah. Then the Braisa would continue and add in another case if the case would not be a case of Knisa and instead it was a case of Prisha. For example, Hayim Mishamishim Atayra V'Amr Loi Nitmesi U'Pirish Miad Chayiv Zui Mitzis Asay Shebenida, that this would be the case where although there's an essay that tells him not to be Pirish Miad, and since he was Oivan that essay, he'll be Chayiv to bring a Karmen Chatos. Gemara continues, Amamar, Pirish Miyad Chayiv, if this woman tells him that she was piercing Nida, and he's Pirish Miyad Bekoshi, then he'll be Chayiv to bring a carbon. And the Gemara asks, Hechi Ovid, so what should he do? Rav Huna Mishmeid Rav, and Rav Huna said in the name of his Rebbe Rav, and Noyet Eset Tzipano Bekaka, Atshiyomos Vituvei, he should remain still, and he should stick his 10 fingernails into the Kaka in order to make sure that he doesn't move until his Eva dies down. And as Rashi states, Klaim Yamin Atzma Bledisha Atshiyomos Seva, Vituvei, Vashrav, Klaim Azui Atayvaloi, that this will be good for him, that he was able to be Kaivish Esitroi, and will receive reward, Le'ilam Abba. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, Zoyse Meres, Hamishamish Meis Barayis Pata, that since the Mishnah taught us, that if he's Purish Miyad, then he's Chayiv, what's Mashma, that if he would have waited until his desire dows down, then his Purish Pe'eva Meis, then he'd be Pata. Therefore, we see that one of the Mishamish Meis is not considered a Bia, therefore, similarly, if someone was Mizana, and they were Mishamish Pe'eva Meis, then it would be Pata. The Isaf Gedai to Chayiv, and if you will think that someone that's Mishamish Pe'eva Meis, they would be Chayiv, Hachamai Taimim Pata, then why would the person that Mishamish Meis Benida be Pata and would not be Chayiv to bring a carbon? Rava continues, Mishum da Anasu, and if you're going to tell me it's because he's an Oinis, as he had no other choice and he had no other way to pull out of the Isha, and as Rashi states, the Ein Loy Oyud Malasais, however, if you're going to say that there's no difference between an Eva Meis and an Eva Chai, and the Anasu, Kipurish Miad Nami Niftar, as Anasu, and even if he be Purish from the Isha immediately, and he was Purish with an Eva Chai, then he should still be Pata, as Lemaisa, it's an Oinis, and as Rashi states, Kipurish Miad Nami Niftar, Hoyl Be'alma, in Chilik Petura, Le Eva Meis, and Mishamish Bekoshi. Therefore, Rabba brings a Raya that one is Mishamish Meis Barayas would be Pata, but Amalei Abaya, Abaya responds, Lo'ilum Imlecha, Mishamish Meis Barayas Chayiv. Really, we could say that if someone's Mizana with one of the Rayas, and he's Mishamish Meis, then he would be Chayiv. Hacha my time in Pata, and if so, why is it if a woman tells someone that she was piercing Ida, he waits until his Eva is Meis, and then he pulls out of the Isha, that'll be Pata? If Lemaisa, we just stated that if someone's Mizana be Eva Meis, they would be Chayiv. Abaya explains, Mishum da Chasu as Einachinami. At that point, he had no other choice, as at some point he has to be able to pull out a woman. Therefore, he's considered Einis, and that's why he's Pata. V'hoda Amri ki parish miyad amai chayiv. If you'll ask me, that lemaisa, if there is no chil between an Eva Meis and an Eva Chai, and even if he would be perish immediately, and he'd be perish by Eva Chai, then why would he be chayiv if lemaisa is an Einis? And the Gemara answers, shahayla lifresh banam muetas upirish banam ruba. Although in a chinami, there is no difference between someone that has beer with a woman if he did so be'eva chai or be'eva meis. However, b'negated din oinis, certainly there is a difference, as certainly there's more hana be'eva chai than be'eva meis. And therefore, if a woman tells a man, I was pierced nida, so since he has a choice and he could pull out be'eva meis, so certainly he has a responsibility to do so. If he's pirish miyad, then he'd be chayiv, and if he's pirish la'achaz man and be'eva meis, then he'd be pata, as l'maisa he minimized his hana, and he was an oinis. Gemara continues, Amali Rav Bar Chanan Abaya, him came with Sina Rucho Ktar Benida. Rav Bar Chanan asked Abaya that since you're being mechalit between someone that was perish miyad that's going to be chayiv and someone that was perish la'achazman that he will be pata. So just like the Mishnah taught us that there's a chiluk by someone that became tamei while he was in the Beis Hamikdash between going out b'derech Ketzara or going out derech Arucha, as if he goes out derech Ketzara, then he'll be pata, and if he goes out derech Arucha, he'll be chayiv. Since we have a similar scenario, b'negei anida, so the Mishnah also should mention this regarding anida, and the Mishnah should state that regarding anida, if someone is perish miyad, which is similar to derech ketzara, then they'll be chayiv, and if someone is perish la'achazman, that is similar to derech arucha, in the case that is relevant to anida, he'll be potter. And we continue on dafyut chesam beis v'anam b'migdash tan, and our Mishnah only spoke about derech arucha and derech ketzara when it was relevant to tumas mikdash v'kedashav, and as Rashi points out, at the top of the Amid, v'havle l'misnei nami benida b'hada. The Gemara answers that the reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Arucha and Ketzara b'negei anida, el mishum d'loy dami, is l'maisa that Arucha and Ketzara b'negei anida is not similar to that Arucha and Ketzara b'negei tumas mikdash v'kedashav, as Arucha d'hacha, Ketzara d'hasam, v'arucha d'hasam, Ketzara d'hacha, as when we speak about Arucha b'negei anida, that is similar to the din b'negei Ketzara by tumas mikdash v'kedashav, as in both of these cases, they will be pata. She'en came when we speak about Ketzara b'negei anida, which is a case where he's pirish miyad, that is similar to the case of Arucha b'negei tumas mikdash v'kedashav, where both cases they would be chayiv. And since if we mention anything about Arucha and Ketzara b'negei anida, then the Mishnah would have to go into it in great detail and explain that the dinim that are relevant to Arucha and Ketzara l'gabi nida are not symmetrical to the dinim that are relevant to Arucha and Ketzara b'negei tumas mikdash v'kedashav. Certainly the derech of the Mishnah is to teach things derech Ketzara, since this would take a long time to explain, therefore it wouldn't be the derech of the Mishnah, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Ketzara and Arucha b'negei anida. And let's keep in mind that the Gemara started off Amalei Rav Bachanan Labaya, the Imkin Matzino Arucha Ketzara b'nida. It's mashma that Rav Bachanan's question to Abaya is only based on the fact that Abaya already taught us that generally a Mishamish Meis Barayis Chayiv, but even so there's a chil between derech Ketzara and derech Arucha, as if he's Perish Miyad, then he will be chayiv as hoyle lifish by no muetas or pirish by no ruba. It's only if he's pirish la'achaz man, he waits his man arucha, that he will be potter based on oinis. I in the bound tesis and after chesim and aleph, where tesis bothered that why is it that Rav Bachanan only stated this question lefi the words of Abaya. Tesis explains, Eli yesh lefarish da debaya parach, the bishleimim shamish meis potter, ein shayach kan arucha uktara, even she'enis sabilis nida bishtein, kamoy gabi mikdash yesh bishtein tumas mikdash. Lefi Rabbah, if someone's perish miyad, and they will perish be'eva chai, they will over on Issa being boil nida. But if they will perish la'achaz man, then they will perish mace, and they weren't even over on the Issa of nida. And therefore, you can't call this derech arucha and derech ketzara, as the person that was perish mace didn't do an Issa at all. And therefore, it's not similar to the din of derech arucha and derech ketzara, but negei tumas mikdash v'kedashav, where in both cases, the person was over on tumas mikdash v'kedashav. However, he had a dispensation because he left the Beis Hamikdash very quickly. As Tais continues, L'hachi le'ton aruchu ketzara b'nida, sh'aptor in al-idei she'hi b'ilu ketzara, el-idei she'in kan b'ilu klal. Tais continues, therefore, Rav Bachanan only asks this question of Abaya, since Abaya hold that if someone has beer with a woman, and the beer is done with the Eva Mace, then it's considered a beer, and for example, if he's born a erva, then he'd be chayiv. So Zok Taisis, el-abaya da'ama chayiv, u'b'ilu hikesh appears b'Eva Mace, havelu l'miste appears baruchah, the Hainu Dahinu Anom Rubachayev, Uvikitar Shimakata Nos Tashmish, Dahinu Anom Otis Potter, Rabbi Chanan feels that it would be important for the Mishnah to teach us this din, in order that we shouldn't think that the din is like Rabba, that Mishamish Mace is Potter, to the entire Lemim, Mishamish Mace Barai is Potter, Midashavkin Lahalishna the Tran Gabi Mikdosh, has continued to explain the terrace of the Gemara that we just saw on the Afid Chesam and Beis, Umishani, the Hachi Shavkina, Mishun Loy Misni Shaper, Himan Darucha the Hassam, Kitzar the Hacha, Tais continues and is, Vichitema, the listening Ipcha, Bikitzar Chaye, Barucha Potter, however, Tais states, Kiman Loy Matsi Lemisni, Ki Hassam, Shavkina Lahulish Lagamri, that once we can't use the same exact terminology, then in order to make it simpler, we don't state this din at all, Vaoid Shim Kain Loy Shin Tamapto Bachiev, the Adraba, Rucha Mashmut Fechiev, Bikitzar Potter, and once again, the Mishnah would have to go into great detail, and certainly the derech of the Mishnah is to be makatzer. Gemara now continues, maskler of huna breeder of nosin, the Rav Huna breeder of nosin is the shayla, and we just explained that Abai hold that the reason why if someone is not perish miyad and he waits until he's mishamish meis that he will be potter is because he's considered oinis. Rav Huna breeder of nosin is umiyam Abai onesu, and it be that Abai hold that he's considered oinis alma b'shloi samach levester kaminon, and therefore it must be that our Mishnah is talking about a case where it wasn't Samach Levestan. If he would be Samach Levestan, it wouldn't be considered Inis. Certainly he should have been Chayshish, that potentially she would become Tamei. Then he would have to be Pirish, and certainly he can't be considered Inis. How can you explain that Mishnah is talking about a case which Loi Samach Levestan, but Abaye explained that Mishnah is talking about a case where a person that be with a woman who became a Nida is Chayiv two Karbonais, one for Knisa and one for Prisha. And as Rav already explained at the top of Daf Yud Ches Simen Aleph, that the only way to find a scenario where a person will be chayiv two karbonos, only in a case we had bia with her, samach levesta, and he was a tamach chacham lezu, ve'in tamach chacham lezu, alma b'samach levesta skinon, and therefore it must be that was samach levestan. If so, certainly Abai would not be able to say that someone that's perish la'achaz man would be considered oinis, as since it was samach levesta, so we can't consider him an oinis at all. And the Gemara answers, ki itma da'abaya ba'alma itmar, that in the chenami Abai didn't state his din that one is chayiv shtayim b'negeya mishnah, and Abai just meant to teach us that there is a possibility that there's a man that had beer with a woman that was tar and then she became tamei, and it'll be chayiv two karbonos, one for knisa and one for prisha, and that is in a specific case where he was born her samach levestan and it was tamach chacham lezu ve'in tamach chacham lezu. However, in the chenami our mishnah is talking about a case where he was born her and it was not samach levestan, and therefore if he's not perish miyad, he would be considered oinis and be potter. And as Rashi states, kiet medabaya de chayiv shtayim be alma itmar v'lava masisin de ilan masisin kiven de maflig bein pirish be even meis le pirish be kaishi b'shloi samach levesta skinon v'hilchach pirish be even meis potter da onesu pirish be kaishi chayiv shahil lufresh by no moetas enu de oma baya le'el chayiv shtayim. And when Abaya stated that there is a possibility to be chayiv two kabanais ba alma itmar milsa ba api nafsha v'hochi itmar mishamish imatayir b'samach levesta v'shogag b'yicholni livol v'amr loy nitmesi chayiv shtayim v'in chil b'in pirish b'koshi l'pirish b'is t'mishamish b'is b'arayis nami chayiv v'ze b'tchilosi nami shog b'shtayin. As we explained b'tam chacham lezu v'lay lezu k'do kimna d'loy avishtay zesi chayla b'halam echad ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, boy minei rabbeinisim ben yesi ben l'kunyam rab shimon ben yesi ben l'kunya, the rabbeinisim ben yesi ben l'kunya asked his brother rab shimon azara l'boyal nidu minayim in atariya, that where do we see that there's an issue in the Torah for someone to be Boil and Ida? And the Gemara tells us that his brother Rav Shimon was Shakal Kolor Pasuk Bey. He took a clump of dirt and he threw it at Rabbi Nissen. And this was because that this is something that's a Dover Pashut, as this is an explicit Pasuk in Pashas Achrimois. And as he states, Azar Lebeil Nida, the Pasuk states in Achrimois, Vel Isha Benidas Tumasa Le Sikrav Legali Savasa. Therefore, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Nissen Shaila was El Azar Le Mishamish Matariah of Omer Leinit Mesi, Le Nifresh Miad Menolon. That how do we know that if someone is having a relationship with a woman and she tells him that she was pierced in Ida, and it would be also for him to be perished miyad be'evachai? And the Gemara brings Amar Chizkiah, the Chizkiah explains, Amar Kra, as the Pasuk in Pasha Metzeris states, Usini dasalav v'tami shivas yamim, even though the Pasha, so the Pasuk is telling us that if someone has beer with an Ida, then he becomes tummy just like an Ida, and it will become tummy for 7 days. However, since the Pasuk says, Usini dasalav, so we learn out that there are times, dafilu b'shasni dasa tehei alav, that even at a time that his wife is already a Nida, he should remain together with her, and the Nida of his wife should remain with him, and he shouldn't be Perish Miyad. Now, the Gemara continues that we previously stated that in a case where a woman says to a man that I became menida and he was perish miyad, he'd be chayiv to bring a carbon, and certainly there is no chi of carbon if there's only an assay and not a leis assay, and therefore the Gemara is eshchan assay leis assay minolon, that although we just brought the makar for an assay from utini dasa love, but where do we find a makar for a leis assay? And the Gemara explains amra papa amra kra, as the pasuk that we previously brought from Pashas Achrim states bel isha benidas to masar leis sikrav legalis avasa. He explains leis sikrav nami leis sifreishu, that the lashon of leis sikrav could also mean that you shouldn't be perish and you shouldn't separate yourself. Therefore, we also find a lav that someone is boil ishtai and she is piercing nida, that he's not allowed to be perish from her. And Rav Papa continues to bring a raya that the lashon sikrav could be a lashon of prisha, and the chsiv, as this is based on the pasuk in Yeshaya that states ha'imim kravi lecha atigash b'ikigashtich. As Rashi explains, the late sonim of the Dor of Yeshaya said to the Navi that you should stay where you are, you should stay separate from us, and you should be perish for us in order that you don't become defiled by touching us and be coming close to us, as you are Kaddish and I am Tame. And as Rashi states, Amoid ba'atzmacha leitzani ador ha'imim l'navi, Amoid ba'atzmacha atiga b'ishleyat mecha sha'ata Kaddish v'anei Tame. The Gemara continues, Tanar Abanon v'yizatim es b'nei yisol mitu masam, that the Pasuk states in Pashat Mitzurya v'yizatim es b'nei yisol mitu masam v'lo yemusu mitu masam b'tam mis mishkani Hashem b'seicham amra b'ishya mikan azor b'nei yisol sh'yifushu m'nish yisayin samach l'vestan, that this is the makar for the azor for Klal Yisol, that they should be purged from their wives, samach l'vestan. And in Rashi, that the Lashon v'yizatim is the Lashon of Afrasha, k'moy v'yin nazru. He explains that it's Pashat, that this Pasuk is referring to the Din of Nida, the Pasuk of v'yizatim is b'nei yisol mitu masam, the third to last Pasuk in Pashat Mitzurya. The last Pasuk in Pashat Mitzurya is v'adov minidasa v'azov v'zayva l'azachav v'anakiva l'isha shiyishka v'imtameya. Therefore, we see that the Azor is relevant to Hilchos Nida. And our Gemara is for Kama, and what is the shear that you have to be perish? And Amar Rava, Oina, Rava states that it's one time frame, and as Rashi states, b'mesechtes nidah mefurish, oyoyim oylaila, invest b'yoyim yifurish kol oyoyim, invest b'laila yifurish kol oylaila. And if it's normal for her to have a period at night, then you have to be perish the entire night. And I am the Rishonim who are chaylik if this is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanon, and the pasuk is a smachta ba'alma, and even on the tzad that's an issa d'oraisa, there is a shayla as to what the share is on a d'oraisa d'ka level. Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yechonam Shum of Shum Ve'yichai, Kol she'inu perish me'ishtoi samach l'vesta, afilu havin l'ibonim k'bnei Aaron Mesim, that if someone's not perished from their wife, samach l'vesta, even if they have children that are royal to be like the children of Aaron, those children will die. The chsiv, as the pasuk states in Pashat Mitzurya, v'yizatim es b'nei yisol mitu masam, and then the pasuk states in the last pasuk of the Pasha, v'adovim midasa, v'samach le'i achri mois, and then Pashas achri mois starts, achri mois shnei b'nei Aaron, and the Gemara continues, Om Rav Chiyo ba'abba Om Rav Yichron, kal perish me'ishtoi samach l'vesta, havel le'bonim zecharim, that if someone is perished from their wife properly, samach l'vesta, then they will be zecha to male children. The chsiv, as the pasuk at the end of Pasha Shemini states, havdil b'in atomi, u'b'in atar, u'b'in achaya nechelos, u'b'in achaya shalei se ochel, v'samach le'i, and then Pasha Tazriya begins, isha ki sazriya v'yolda zecha, and as Rashi states, hamavdil b'in tumo l'tayra, teilid ishtoi zecha, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi oimeh, havel le'bonim ru'in la'ra, that not only will he have sons, but you'll have sons that are royal ra. Chsiv, and as the psukim state earlier in Pasha Shemini, u'l'havdil b'in akridish, u'b'in akril, u'b'in atomi, u'b'in atar, and after it tells us that this person will be mavdil being tomi and tara, then the pasuk says u'l'hiris is b'nei Yisrael as kalachukim asher dibashom aleihem b'yad Moshe. And the Gemara continues with another memra of Rav Chiya ba'Abba named Rabbi Yechron, as Om Rav Chiya ba'Abba Om Rabbi Yechron kalamavdil al yayin b'matzei Shabbosayis havel le'bonim zecharim, that if someone is careful to be mavdil dafka on wine on matzei Shabbos, then it'll be zeicha to have male children. Chsiv, as since the pasuk in Pasha Shemini stated l'havdil b'in akridish u'b'in achoil, and that same pasuk it states u'b'in atomi u'b'in atar, nuksiv hasam, and right before the end of the Pasha, the pasuk states l'havdil b'in atomi u'b'in atar, and immediately after that, at the beginning of Pasha Sezriya, v'samach le'i isha ki Sezriya v'yolda zecha, and Rabbi Shul ben Levi amad banim ruin le'ira, the chsiv l'havdil l'hayreis, as the pasuk in Pasha Shemini states l'havdil, and then the pasuk states l'hayreis es b'nei Yisrael. Ayin Rashi, the head of the know, was speaking about someone that was mavdil al yayin, and Zok Rashi, as the pasuk states l'havdil l'hayreis, bin yoni d'shtuya yayin ksiv l'havdil b'nei kodesh b'nei chol. Therefore, we see that when you mavdil b'nei kodesh l'chol, you should do so with yayin. And the Gemara continues, Omra bin yomim b'yefes, Omra b'loza, kolam kadeshes atmik b'shas tashmish, havlo y'bonim zecharim, that if someone's b'kadesh themselves, even b'shas tashmish, they even have tashmish derech tzniyas, then they'll be zecha to male children. Shinemen, as one of the last psukim in Pasha Pasha Shmini states, Ki ani Hashem lekechem v'skadashtem v'yisim kedoshim ki kodesh ani v'yisit tamu es nafshesechem b'chol asheret haroi meisala aretz v'samach lei ishikesizriya v'yolda zachar. Even though the Pasuk of v'skadashtem is speaking about machol sasuris, but as we know, Rashi in Pasha Shkadoshim states, kedoshim tiyu have a pushim min arayis min aveira shekol mokim shatam moitze gedarva atam moitze kedusha, and therefore the Lashon Kedusha generally refers to a din of arayis ayin shum. Before we finish, let us see the bottom two tesis, as tesis states, Omakra untihini das olav, may olo darish, that we're learning this from the word olav, avol may utihi loy darish, da itzuch lechid darish bachoylitz, da filib shasni dasa kedushin tesim ba, and tesis continues, loy sasim in olon, and where do we see a makar that is an issa to be perish miyad? And as we explain, tesis points out, loy mechayev chatos elam kein yesh bolav, midi dahava pesach amila ayin shum, and we will stop over here.